Delicious meets nutritious in the snack that packs a real protein punch, Wonderful Pistachios. Each 1 ounce serving of Wonderful Pistachios has 6 grams of protein, giving you over 10% of your daily value and making Wonderful Pistachios one of the highest protein nuts. But perhaps more than that, I love all of the flavors they have. Their sea salt and vinegar ones are my favorite when I'm craving that flavor but want to keep it healthy. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Wonderful Pistachios come in a variety of flavors, like chili roasted, honey roasted, smoky barbecue, and jalapeno lime, perfect for enjoying with family and friends or taking them with you on the go. Whether you're a pistachio purist who loves cracking open every nut, or you prefer the convenience of no-shells pistachios, Wonderful Pistachios has got you covered. Grab Wonderful Pistachios and elevate your snacking game today. So fill up with a healthy snack when hunger strikes. Visit WonderfulPistachios.com to learn more. That's WonderfulPistachios.com. This is Optimal Health Daily, episode 303, 4 Steps to Shake Off Negative Body Comments by Neghar Fanouni of NegharFanouni.com. And I'm your host and narrator, Dr. Neil. Happy middle of the week Wednesday, and welcome back to Optimal Health Daily, where I read some of the best health and fitness blogs to you, usually with a little bit of commentary at the end. Today's post was actually written with women in mind, but as you've heard from some of my own personal stories, what I'm about to read to you definitely applies to men too. And for those of you new to this show, I often read from women authors, but what I found is that a lot of what they're saying applies to everyone. And so that's why I continue to read them. And so today's topic is shaking off negative body comments. And for those of you longtime listeners, you know for some reason people are very comfortable telling me what they think of my body or my face. I shared this story about a month ago where one of my subordinates at work told me that I have a small face. This is actually the second time I've heard this. One was about 5 years ago from a colleague of mine at a different place of employment. My sister has once told me that I have a small neck, and my wife has told me on more than one occasion that my triceps are too big, which makes my shoulders look small. So I have had to shake off some of these body comments quite a few times. Now, before I get to today's post, don't forget, I answer your questions every Friday. You can send one in at oldpodcast.com. If you do, you'll be entered into small, special raffles to win books from us. So for now, let's get right to it and start optimizing your life. 4 Steps to Shake Off Negative Body Comments by Neghar Fanouni of NegharFanouni.com. One of my best friends is currently staying in my guest room. Let's call her Becky. Becky is in between apartments, fresh out of a long-term relationship, and I was adamant about offering up my guest room. We've been friends for almost 15 years, and I was excited about the opportunity to help her through a difficult time. From a bit of a selfish standpoint, it's been really nice having her here. I've got someone to take walks, hikes, and bike rides with regularly, and being active is always more fun with friends. When she first moved in, however, being active together wasn't on Becky's radar. Instead, we spent just about every evening drinking wine on my patio, listening to Fleetwood Mac, The Doors, and even some Art LaBeouf oldies. SoCal peeps know what I'm talking about. At some point, we decided to get our together and take a vino break. Naturally, I gently suggested that she might consider exercising and invited her to come on walks and hikes and do yoga with me. We walk every morning to see the sunrise and share the silence. I wrote Becky a very simple beginner's training program that includes goblet squats, glute bridges, and kettlebell deadlifts. She's loving it. She's even eating a Fanouni-approved diet consisting of lots of protein, healthy fats, and tons of produce. As a result, this chick is already getting leaner, stronger, and more confident. She's intimated several times that she is thrilled and energized by changing her lifestyle, her body, and her mindset. I'm filled with so much joy and gratitude when I see how much her life is changing and how deeply she is growing. So when Becky told me that a woman at work made an unproductive, unsolicited comment about her body, I was livid. Quote, "Are you losing weight? You were sexier before." End quote. I mean, wait, what? Becky is in a very vulnerable place, the kind where she isn't quite sure yet how to embrace vulnerability. She's just starting out with exercise, and she has a lot of questions, looking to me for guidance. She often doubts herself, and confidence is something she's steadily working to develop. The absolute last thing she needs is someone making negative comments about her body. And just so we're clear, let me state where I stand on this topic. I find it completely unacceptable to comment on other people's bodies unless it's either positive or they solicit you for your opinion or advice. Your physique is no one else's business. That's all there is to it. But the unfortunate truth is that when you embark on a journey of health, discovery, and self-development, you will have haters. They might not be trying to be haters. They might not even realize it, but the effect will be the same. You will get unsolicited advice and comments from people who don't understand your journey. You will get comments on your body, your eating habits, and your training preferences, even when you don't want them or invite them. You will even get colleagues, friends, and family members who try to derail you because, well, misery loves company. This might happen to you, and rather than allow it to affect you negatively, I want to help you develop the strategies to deal with it. Let's say a family member tells you that you're getting too muscular, or a coworker says that you shouldn't lift so heavy lest you become masculine, or a friend gets annoyed that you won't join them in constant nutritional debauchery and urges you to just relax. These things will happen. While on this journey, you won't always receive positive feedback from the people around you. Don't worry, don't stress, and don't let it derail you. Don't allow it to darken your heart. Instead, consider the following steps. 1. Pause. Hit pause. Don't react. Take a deep breath and just sit with it for a second. In that quiet moment, remember this. Nothing anyone else does or says has anything to do with you. That's their Don't let them pile it on you. 2. Reaffirm. Have a quick internal dialogue about why you're on this journey and what it means to you. Reaffirm your purpose, and maybe even repeat a mantra that helps you stay centered. If you've chosen a lifestyle that serves you and is helping you live empowered, that's your prerogative and no one else's. 3. Shake it off. Smile. Be kind. Respond with grace and authenticity, and then shake it off. Sometimes the best thing you can do when someone comments about your body is simply say, "Thanks for your concern, and you're entitled to your opinion, but I would prefer not to field unsolicited comments about my body." Do your best not to allow anyone's ignorance, negativity, or dissatisfaction derail you from your journey into yourself. 4. Pass it on. Consider taking a look at your own behavior. Do you make unsolicited comments on other people's bodies? Have you ever found yourself encouraging a friend to blow off their workout or, quote, just have one slice when they've already refused? It's okay, we aren't perfect. But I implore you to be aware of those comments and try to come from a place of love and understanding instead. And if at all possible, use your journey to inspire and educate others, because spreading the light is always a good thing. Be courageous, be confident, be gloriously imperfect and unafraid to show up just as you are. Believe in your radiance, your strength, and your worthiness. Own your actions and write your own story. This is your body, your life, your journey, your heart and soul. Don't let anyone take that away from you. You just listened to the post titled 4 Steps to Shake Off Negative Body Comments by Neghar Fanouni of negharfanouni.com. We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search. Match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites. One of the things I love about Indeed is that it filters out incompatible applicants. So when you're hiring, the process is much faster, and you only have to consider applicants that are already likely to be a great fit. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/health. Just go to Indeed.com/health right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/health. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed. I kind of wish I had these tips in mind when people would tell me these comments about my body. I would say for me, what I did was probably steps 2 and 3. Step 2, reaffirm. Step 3, shake it off. When I hear comments about my face or my neck or my shoulders, yes, it does affect me. Don't get me wrong. If it didn't affect me, I wouldn't repeat it so many times on this show. But what I try and do is channel that information into action. Okay, so let's say my triceps are too big, making my shoulders look small. That's just information that means I need to amp up my shoulder routine. Of course, again, that's not the first thought I have. My first thought is, oh my gosh, I work so hard and yet my body is looking all disproportionate. So I have to go through all those negative feelings first, but then eventually I turn around and finally say, okay, it just means I need to build up my shoulders some more. That's kind of my way of reaffirming and shaking it off at the same time. But I think when Ms. Fanuni said, don't let it derail you, that's really the most important thing. I've seen it so many times where people will say, well, what's the point? I'll just quit. Look what's happening to me. There's no point in doing this anymore. Don't let that happen. Stay on your path to optimal health and wellness and keep doing it because it is good for you. Now, like I mentioned at the top of the show, I answer your questions right here on the podcast every Friday in special Q&A episodes. You can ask me anything related to diet and nutrition, stress management, exercise, meal frequency, lots more. Just call and leave a message with your question. The phone number is 61-I-LOVE-OHD. Or you can also send in an audio question through our site, oldpodcast.com. That's more friendly if you want to do multiple takes and hear yourself before sending it in. And by the way, if you send in a question, don't forget, you're entered into special raffles to win books every month from us. All right, that does it for Wednesday's episode. I hope you have a great rest of your day. I'll see you on tomorrow's show where your optimal life awaits.
Hello, Life Optimizer. This is Justin Mollick, creator and producer of this show and Optimal Living Daily, the brother podcast of this one. Literally, I'm Dr. Neil's brother. If you like the format of this show, you'll love Optimal Living Daily too, where I also read to you from blogs, but cover other topics like personal development, finance, and minimalism from bloggers like Derek Sivers, The Minimalists, Zen Habits, and many more. So for more amazing content read to you for free, come subscribe to Optimal Living Daily too, and together we'll optimize your life.
You've been listening to Optimal Health Daily. Be sure to hit the subscribe button to stay up to date on each new episode. And head to oldpodcast.com, that's OLDpodcast.com, for a free gift, as well as more actionable tips and resources to help you maximize your potential. Thanks for joining us, and remember, your optimal life awaits.